Yes, we're in the right ballpark. Freedom lies in being bold, B-O-L-D, bold, confident, courageous, wonderful. Freedom lies in being bold. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the instant illumination. Freedom lies in being bold. Those words from Robert Frost, the poet laureate of the United States for a period of time, is a most powerful statement. Freedom lies in being bold. Do you have the opportunity to be free or be a slave? You see, we're a slave to our thoughts. We're a slave to the attitudes of other people. We're a slave to the way the world is being run. We're a slave to everyday duties. We're a slave to having to go to the bathroom when our body says you have to go, and you don't. If you're on the bus or you're some place where there's nowhere to go, you just tell your body, relax. And your body relaxes, and it waits. And it can do that, and it can do that very well. But we say, oh dear, you know, I've got to go, I've got to go, I've got to go. Hey, you keep talking like that, and you'll have to go, and you go right in your pants. Yeah, which would be kind of silly. Be kind of silly. You see, freedom lies in being bold. When you're bold, you are the master. You are the one who puts the causes in motion. You are the one who makes the decisions for yourself in life. And that's what it's all about. We have a young man who is in prison, and we have been working with him for a long time. He's a fine man, but he gets to be a little bold sometimes. And he gets to be a little bold in a way that is not to his benefit. And he begins to shout at me. And I say, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's not being bold. That is being inconsiderate. That's being disrespectful. I am here to talk to you and tell you, friend, I love you. Everything that you say is good. Everything that you do is good. But they. I said, hey, there are no other theys out there. There's only what's in your mind. That's what happens in my life. It's only what's in my mind. Now, if you say they out there, you're empowering they to be inside you. And the boldness you have is what you think they are. Now, why don't you be bold and say to yourself, I like me. Say to yourself, all is in divine order. He says, I know all that stuff. And I said, well, practice it. Practice it. I was thinking to myself the other day, how blessed I am. I have a healthy body, a healthy mind, a lot of beautiful people that I love and love me. And it's a kind of nice arrangement, you know, real pleasant arrangement. And I say to myself, I wonder why that happened. I wonder why that happened. And then I looked through my videotape of my past years, and I did a research on how many minutes I say I like me, and how many minutes I say I am whole and perfect, and how many minutes I say all is in divine order. And, you know, as I've been adding these things up, the minutes went into hours, into days, into months, and years, and, you know, really, that's all I think and all I say about myself at any moment of the day. And that's why I'm enjoying such wonderful experiences in my life. Because I am being the master of every thought I think. Now, every thought I think is predicated on the idea that I like me. Every thought I think is predicated on the idea that all is in divine order. Every thought is predicated on the idea that I'm whole and perfect. Now, you want a different set of predications, you know? You want a different set of actions for your life? That's just three little areas, you know? And that's powerful. Ooh, that's powerful. And as I look back through my videotapes of my years and my life and just, you know, culled out, I like me, and all is in divine order, and I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Those things. And it was like underlying everything I did, I said, I was, wherever I may have been, whatever the experiences of my life may have been, that was the foundation attitude that was guiding my life. So no matter what I did, I could be drowning in the ocean. And all is in divine order. And a whale comes along and lifts me up and throws me into a boat. You know, neat. You know, why not? I mean, what the heck? I'm the creator of my world.
Yeah.
And I could be under in a riot like Sibyl Agabua in Nigeria. And what happened to her? She was untouched. She's, I'm familiar with these riots. They happen every once in a while. The kids get upset about things, and then they want to fight, and they want to argue, and they want to burn cars and stuff. She's just, that has nothing to do with me. She says, I surround my world with my pure white light of love, and my world is wonderful. You see, this is what we do. Whenever we're in any circumstance, whenever life gives us a challenge, we speak up. And we have freedom because it lies in our being bold. The freedom lies in our ability to lie. We must learn to lie. Oh, Herb, that is not a nice thing to say. Yes, it is. Who are you? Well, I'm Herb Barley. No, you're not. That's a lie. You're God. You're just showing off as Herb Barley at the moment, you know. You're just pretending you're Herb Barley at the moment. But, you know, when you decide to go to another dimension or something, you're not going to take Herb Barley along with you. You're going to take your divine self along with you. That's true. You're going to take your reality along with you, your, who you really are. You're not taking Herb Barley. On one dimension, you may be Herb Barley. In another dimension, you may be Mary Pickford. In another dimension, you may be, who knows, you know. And I may be Rex, my mutt here, you know, my beautiful golden retriever. And so, hey, is that good, bad, or indifferent? What? Who cares? I'm always God. I'm always God. That's my reality. And so, if I want to play the game, Sylvia has been asked to play Peter Pan in a play at school for the children. And so Sylvie says, okay. And so Sylvie gets out her tights and her this and her that, and she gets on the stage, and she plays the Peter Pan bit, you know, and they swing her around on this cable, and she's having a time of her life. And she thinks she's Peter Pan, but only while she's Peter Pan. When the play is over, then she puts on her normal clothing, and she is now Sylvia again. Now, who is she really? She's playing Sylvia. She's playing Peter Pan. She's playing these things, but that's not really her. What is really her is God. And now, what does it mean to be God? Freedom lies in being bold. You see, the freedom lies in being bold, saying, I am God. I am pure. I am perfect. I like me. Do you think God likes himself?
Oh, yes.
It's, my goodness sakes. Do you think that God has all in divine order? You bet your life. Do you think God's whole and perfect? There's nothing to be imperfect about God, you know? And you see, that's who we are. That's who we are. We have the freedom to be bold in claiming who we are. And if we're going to play a game, that's okay. We can play a game. We can pretend that we are Peter Pan. Nothing wrong with that. Kind of charming, you know. And we can play that we are Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman. And we are Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman, the wife of a very busy man who likes to travel and do things all the time. And a man who's never at home. He's just always so excited about his job. And he says, come on, sweetheart, come along, come along. And Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman says, sweetheart, I'd rather stay home. I'd like to get to know my home. We travel so much. So, you see, she's playing the role of a wife. She's playing the role of a wife who doesn't like to be with her husband all the time because he's just always on the go. She plays the role of a wife who likes to be with her husband on the go all the time, and she likes that life. And then she plays the role of all sorts of things, you know, whatever she plays. And then for at least 2,000, 3,000 years, she has been ministering unto all in her world, beautifully. And then all of a sudden, a few years ago, she decided, hey, I'm a minister. And so what happened? We got the message. And so she was ordained as a minister. So now she's a legal, you know, what do they say, a card-carrying minister. And that's wonderful. But you see, who would have ever thought it? Who would have ever thought it? Who would have ever thought it when she was sitting at the bar with her husband and in these restaurants and bars all over the United States, wherever he went with his work, you know? Who would have ever thought that, this charming, timid little lady would one day get out there and say, "I have a dream," you know? Yes. And when she says these noble remarks, noble things happen. And truly, she has a dream. And Ingeborg plays her game all the time. She pretends that she is just a little girl. She pretends that she just doesn't know things. And then all of a sudden, nobody's around, and she has to know everything, and she knows it. Mm-hmm. You see, when we have to depend on ourselves, we surprise ourselves with how brilliant we are, and how much we know, and how much we can do. We have the freedom to be bold. We have the freedom in being bold. So let's do that. Let's pay attention to that in our life. And let's really realize that we are pretty wonderful. And we are God. And we are great. And when I say the 3-hour meditation, why you can say you're God, anybody in the world who hears about that program and doesn't follow it is the silliest person alive. Because that's like saying, "My dears, here," and I'm holding up a pitcher of water, "here is the fountain of youth and eternal life. Eternal wholeness, perfection, mental stability, balance, abundance, independent wealth, everything. Who would like a glass of it? Anybody else?"
"Yes."
"Anybody else?" You could lower it a little.
Sorry.
That's all right. Now, you see, and there's more, but you don't need any more. Because what happens when you take this special heavy water aspect? It remains with you forever, purifying every cell of your body, bringing out all of your eternal qualities of purity, perfection, wholeness, right action, peace, independently wealthy, all these neat things. Pretty nice.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
But the pitcher was sitting on the table here all by itself, and it was whirling around and around and around and around and around, and nobody stopped it. Nobody stopped it. Nobody took any water. Nobody took any water. They took water from the sink. They filled this and set it on the table. The eternal youth water is on the table, and everybody goes to the sink and gets water because it's hot or something else like that. So stop and think about this. Freedom lies in being bold. Are you bold?
Yes.
Yeah. Love is saying, "You bet."
Thank
you. "You bet." Now, little love is our little mini pincher. Little love, are you bold?
Uh-huh.
You are. That's great. Let's all of us be bold. And if you have a chance to do the 3-hour meditation, do it. If you have a chance to know the law of cause and effect, know it. We have little pamphlets that tell all about these things if you would like to be brought up to date on it. But these are things that are wonderful. I see you, each of you who are sitting here on the day before my birthday, each of you who are sitting here and enjoying breakfast with me, I see each of you having drinking from the fountain of eternal youth eternally, and living in your eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body, abundant beyond words, beautiful beyond imagination, charming, poof, so delightfully charming, because you are a picture of me. And to all of you who are listening, whoever you are and wherever you may be. And if you want to contact us, that would be very nice too, to know who all is listening. I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I see you having drank with us, the fountain from the fountain of eternal youth today, this moment, lasting forevermore. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.